5.2.
And now Brian is here to tell us about a fascinating project that's recording the life stories of people throughout the United States.
That's right, Liz. It's called the StoryCorps Project. And they've already recorded the stories of over 45,000 people. These are everyday, ordinary people, friends, older relatives with memory loss, also veterans and immigrants with powerful stories to tell. Everyone who participates receives a free CD with their story on it, and many stories are also online for everyone to enjoy.
Wow. Can you tell us about some of the people who have recorded their stories?
There are so many great ones. As I said, some of the people who have recorded their stories are people with memory problems.
Okay.
For instance, there was a very interesting story from a woman named Guinevere Mann, a young woman who has no short-term memory.
Oh, so she can't remember things that have just happened.
Yes, that's right. She was there with her boyfriend, Yasser Salem, and they talk about the things she does to help with her problem. For example, she always has a note card in her pocket with a date on it, and even things like meals. She has to write down every meal she's had. Before she started doing that, she would sometimes have lunch 3 times in a day because she didn't remember she'd eaten already.
Has she always had this condition?
No. She went to hospital for an operation and she had a stroke. And that's when her problem started. The doctors told her that her condition would improve in a couple of years, but unfortunately it didn't.
Oh, that sounds so sad.
Well, yes. And Guinevere did say that she was afraid she would wake up one day at age 80 and not remember the last 40 years of her life. But she and Yasser actually have a very positive attitude to it overall. She's able to laugh at her situation, and she tells a lot of funny stories. For example, she lives in New York, but after her stroke, she always used to say that she lived in San Francisco. Yasser would have to correct her every time, and she often used to ask him if one of her colleagues was her mother.
But she wasn't.
No. In fact, they look completely different. Guinevere's mom is dark-haired, but her colleague was blonde.
Does she mention any positive aspects of her memory loss?
Yes. For example, she ran the New York City Marathon with Yasser, and her memory loss actually helped her. She told Yasser not to let her look at any of the distance signs along the way.
So she didn't know how far she'd run?
Right. And when she asked Yasser how long they'd been running, he always told her it had been only 10 or 15 minutes, so she never felt tired or discouraged.
And did she finish?
Yes, absolutely. She said that finishing the marathon made her realize that although she had lost some things, she had gained others. It's a really inspiring story, like so many others. I really recommend you listen to some of them.
I will. Thank you very much for telling us about the project.
No problem.